Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2091, Radically New Relationships, and Prevent Your Edge from Harming Your Relationships, both by Lisa Merlot-Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. Hello, everybody. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, coming to you with two posts this time. Yes, we are going to check in with some of Lisa Merlot-Booth's work, and I think you'll find that both of these posts are really grounding. As they highlight some of the simplest and most important foundations upon which to build a successful relationship. So let's jump right in and optimize your life. Radically New Relationships Play by an Entirely Different Playbook by Lisa Merlot-Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. In a world that normalizes, minimizes, and condones harmful behaviors, creating great relationships, families, and businesses can be exceedingly difficult. People can justify raging at a child, lover, or stranger, cheating on a spouse, blowing up at an employee, barely speaking to a loved one, incessant defensiveness, and even abuse. We can normalize affairs, be okay with name-calling, and believe that as long as a person doesn't know about your actions, that whatever you do is okay. No wonder why life can be so hard. Too many people believe that micro and macro hurts are just part of the everyday fabric of relationships. We hear someone call a woman a fat pig, and far too many human beings actually ask themselves if she looks like one, rather than being appalled that a human being would remotely think that it is okay to say that. A person cheats on their partner, and people wonder what the partner did that led the person to cheat, rather than being clear that cheating breaks hearts. And it is the person who betrayed who is responsible for the harm they caused for that decision. Someone famous hits his girlfriend and blames his actions on her. Our world then wonders what she did to deserve it, rather than knowing that hitting your significant other is a line you never cross for any reason. Our world should unequivocally know that love and physical abuse should never go together and is always the fault of the abuser. Always. If you're looking for radically new relationships, you have to adopt and practice radically different rules of engagement. Understand that these rules include uncompromising safety. There is no excuse for abuse, yours or anyone else's. Your emotional and physical safety, as well as the safety of those around you, is a prerequisite for healthy relationships. Courageous accountability. This is a non-negotiable at home, in the office, and out in the world. If you can't own up to your actions or others can't own up to theirs and make amends, then this issue will block healthy relationships. Absolute equality. Every human being is absolutely equal to every other human being, in your home, office, and the world. If you don't live by this rule and surround yourself with others who do the same, then you have work to do if you hope to create great relationships. And genuine warm regard. All healthy relationships that feel good to be in have at their core genuine warm regard for the humanity of those around them. They are kind, relational, respectful, and feel good to be a part of. Challenge. Radically new relationships play by an entirely different playbook. Consider the rules we've just listed and notice which ones are and are not present in your relationships. Raise the bar and start creating the life and relationships you've been wanting. You deserve it, and so do those around you. Prevent Your Edge from Harming Your Relationships by Lisa Merlot-Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. Everyone has their edge, that knee-jerk move they do when they are at their worst. It is the survival move you learned when you were a child. Children know what they live, and they live what they know. As a child, you watch the adults in your life interact every day. You saw how they fought or didn't fight, how they handled feedback or defended against it, and how they acted when they were angry or upset. Every day, you took in the spoken and unspoken rules of the road regarding behavior in your family, and learned how to manage relationships by watching how they manage theirs. What you watched play out every day, you learned to copy and take on. The thing about your edge is that it can be very effective at the moment. Raging shuts people down and stops an argument in its tracks. Acting out passive-aggressively avoids a direct confrontation. Silencing avoids a more significant blow-up and can keep you safe from a rager. Acting defensively every time someone attempts to hold you accountable for your behavior eventually gets people to stop trying to talk to you about their upsets. You make that knee-jerk move you do because it works in the short run. No edge, however, works in the long run. Edges harm relationships, block intimacy, break down trust, and wear down healthy connections. Many people are unaware of what they do because it's such an automatic move that they've never given it any thought. Knowing your edge is pivotal to changing it. Do you rage or silence or placate in times of conflict? Maybe you become passive-aggressive or relentlessly defensive. Are you controlling, or do you micromanage everyone around you? How you live your life and show up in your relationships is 100% your responsibility. It's your job to work on your edge, to dull the sharpness, round the edges, and become a safe, reliable, relational spouse, parent, friend, boss, employee, human being. Challenge. Take the time to slow down and become aware of your edge, how it shows up, and what triggers you to act out this edge. Next, do the work you need to do to manage your edge so your edge doesn't end up driving your life. You just listened to the posts titled Radically New Relationships Play by an Entirely Different Playbook and Prevent Your Edge from Harming Your Relationships, both by Lisa Merlot-Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And a couple of wonderful short posts, which I'm really happy to have read for you guys today. The running theme here is absolutely a sense of accountability, which is core to all of Lisa's work, really. You know, we always have the opportunity to take responsibility for our lives, including over things that we truly might not be guilty of causing. We still have the option to ask ourselves, how might I have played a part in this? And now that this has occurred, what can I do to better it? It's tough to ask such questions of ourselves when we know how hard we try, and when the idea of working on yet another part of our lives feels so exhausting, piled on top of everything else we have to maintain. But it is a necessity for healthy relationships, and the act of asking ourselves these types of questions, rather than blaming, in and of itself is something our partners will greatly appreciate. And I should say also that yesterday's episode really addressed this idea, so be sure to check that one out if you haven't already. So, some things to think about here. I hope these posts help you to take your level of personal accountability to the next level. And of course, I also hope you will come on back tomorrow for more content. That's where your optimal life awaits.